I'm extremely thirsty. Oh my god.
Oh my god. He had to go. Where's my drink?
Well, there's some ice right here.
Yeah.
You want anything in that ice?
My ice.
I'm famous on the internet.
I'm his wife, Catherine, and I've had just about enough of Hank's BS.
Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to Delete This!
How did I get that thirsty and not notice? Oh.
Summertime.
I almost died.
Water.
Tomorrow is Memorial Day, and the feeling of relief that leaves me with makes me think that we should never work on Mondays.
I think we've had a particularly busy couple of weeks, as evidenced by the fact that we did not podcast last week.
We did not podcast last week. I apologize to everybody.
We were in a hotel room with our sleeping son.
Yeah, he was sleeping in the room, so it probably wouldn't have gone great.
There was no way to record a podcast.
I felt bad, but like not a lot, which is where I want to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, well, we had a good run.
Yeah.
It's time for a week off.
Yeah, we can miss it.
That's fine.
Oh, totally. VidCon's coming up, so get ready for some weeks off, you guys.
Eesh.
We got to go back. And back and back and back. So we're going to try to blast through this as fast as we can,
Let's
Catherine.
Let's do it quick.
Yeah. So May 15th.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, go ahead.
Just the fact that we've got 2 weeks to do.
Yeah.
We're
going
to
try to.
Yeah. Am I wrong to feel like it's super rude to interact with the person in the service industry while wearing earbuds? Is this like when my mom was horrified by me wearing a hat at Chili's? Because I'm horrified. To be clear, it was your mom. My mom has never cared about wearing hats. But that was too complicated. It's your mom. I would never wear a hat in a restaurant with your mom. My mom, I would go into a restaurant without shoes, without...
Really?
Yeah, she's... It's not like my mom's not a classy woman. Totally is. But, like, I had never even heard that it was weird to go in a restaurant with a hat on until...
Man, I think it would depend what kind of restaurant you're going into.
Sure.
Certainly, she would not care if you were wearing a hat in Chili's.
No. And we go to restaurants in Florida where your parents live, and there are people in those restaurants where you can see all their toenails.
Ugh. That's a terrible way to put that. I mean, it's Florida. Everyone wears sandals.
It's true. It's true. There are fancy restaurants where you can see people's toenails as long as they've done nice things to their toenails.
Just fancy nails. Keep them clean.
Yeah, you can see my toenails, but you have to see the paint that I've put upon them.
Oh, whatever.
So there's this particular situation where I feel like lots of people don't take out earbuds. And I'm like, come on. When you're getting on a plane... And there's this very brief interaction that you have with this other person where they say, have a nice flight, and they boop your ticket.
Yeah.
And I feel like, take your earbuds out.
Yeah.
You're
like,
going
to interact with that human
for
5 seconds.
For 5 seconds. Yeah. Like, and then go back in your audiobook or whatever.
Yeah.
It's okay. They all have very simple controls now.
Yeah. A lot of times you can just hit the headphone once.
Yeah, just tap the headphone. Don't even have to find a button. I've seen those. I don't have a pair like that. But that's really cool. I want to get some of those. And I want to get some that are waterproof so that I can listen to audiobooks in the shower.
I want the... Oh my god.
Because I never want to be alone with my thoughts.
Seriously, you are addicted.
You listen to audiobooks in the shower.
I listen to podcasts in the shower sometimes. And also audiobooks
yeah.
in the shower.
Yeah.
But you listen to them... All the time, every other time.
I listen to audiobooks. I mean, I love listening to...
Much more than I do.
And I have a lot of freaking research to do on other people's books right now.
I know, that's your excuse. Anyway, it's the same thing as, like, would you be having a conversation
on
the phone with someone while you're doing... That's worse, way worse.
Yes.
But you're still, like, your attention is divided this person is trying to serve you in some way. Give them the courtesy of treating them like a human being.
Yeah. And oftentimes, like, I'll be like, oh, my headphones weren't even on. But they don't know that.
Yeah.
And so, like, even if they're like, just happen to be storing them in my ears at the moment, I need to take them out. So
yeah, you are not yet a like, android who has, like, some sort of bionic addendum to your body that you can't remove.
Not yet.
Like, let's not jump to that place.
Oh, we'll be there, though. Someday people will have earbuds permanently installed in their ears, and they'll get booped at the airline counter, and it will be totally normal to never speak to anyone ever. I just really believe in communicating with people that you interact with. I believe in having interactions with all sorts of folks. Did I tell the podcast about the fight I almost got in at the airline jet bridge? A while back?
I don't think so.
I got in a verbal altercation.
I'm not sure I even know this.
I told you about it.
Story.
Well, it's good that we're fully going fast.
Yeah, we're going real fast this 5 minutes on this first tweet. Fuck. I'm like already trying to find something else to do while you're about to tell this story.
Oh, you did. You opened a tab. That's even worse than having your earbuds in.
I opened a tab and I was like, I'm going to play Candy Crush right now.
No, but you're not. Oh my goodness. Oh, our brains. But anyway,
I'm so tired.
I was getting on a plane and the guy was giving a hard time to the flight attendant. And I was like, dude, you're just going to have to do what she told you to do. And I like laid my hand on his shoulder.
Uh-oh.
And he said, what did he say? I can't remember exactly what he said to me. But it was to the effect of, get your fucking hands off me, or don't you touch me, or something like that. He didn't curse.
Well, you shouldn't have touched him.
I guess I shouldn't have touched him, but yeah. I felt like he was getting up at her, and she was doing a job, and he was, I don't know, it felt like he was exercising his power over her, and I needed to exercise some power over him to calm the situation down, but I did not. I anti-calmed the situation down. Mm. And then we had to, like, be on the jet bridge together.
Yep.
And where he, like, walked up to me and he wanted to, like, converse more about my strategy of touching people sometimes. And I did let him know that I said, I'm very sorry and thank you for letting me know how you felt. It's what I said.
Amazing.
It's important that we all communicate with each other.
Wow.
So this was back when we were in Florida, May 15th. I'm visiting my family in Florida and just drove past my college. And you know what that means? I just drove over the physical strip of road on which I first heard Smash Mouth's 1999 world-changing hit All-Star.
Do you actually have a memory of that?
I don't.
Uh-huh.
But I did have a memory of hearing another song at a specific place. Mm. And that made me think to write this tweet. Do you know what that song was?
Something by The Offspring.
It was Meatloaf's I Would Do Anything, But Not I Won't Do That.
Really?
Yes. Huh. Which came out way before college.
But I remember sitting
at that intersection and listening to that song and being like, wow, Meatloaf, you did it. And that apparently was really worth me remembering for this long.
I guess.
So instead I picked another song that came out in 1999, to be specific.
Right.
But there was a physical space I was occupying when I first heard All Star. And I don't know where it is, and I really wish I do.
Hmm.
I wish that, and then I went on to say that I wish everyone was labeled, so that we could just see littered across the landscape, like the place where this person first heard All Star.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And would there be one in this home? Probably, maybe. Do you think Betty ever heard All Star?
No.
I think Betty must have heard All Star.
No.
Betty's the woman who lived in our house before us. You don't think that she ever heard All Star ever in her life?
No.
Aw, that's kind of a sad.
Is it?
Probably you go on the interstate, you'll see a bunch of them, though.
A lot of them.
Yeah. So this was also around the time that everybody was really obsessed with Yanni and Laurel.
God, it's so weird to, like, go back and listen to podcasts that were recorded that week when everyone was still so, like, freaking intense about it. And just be like, oh, man.
We cared.
We're so weird. Humans are so weird. We care so much about the most insignificant things and, like, can't bring ourselves to muster, like, an outrage about, like, immigrant children being separated from their families.
But we all heard different things.
Yes, and that is fascinating.
Yeah.
But, like, I hate this sort of, like, divisive
right.
camping.
Now we are on teams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're just like, I'm on a team immediately. Put me on a team.
Well, it's nice
I
to
be on a team.
It's nice to be on a team where the stakes are low. And I think there's some extent, like, people like me don't have sports teams.
Well,
so we're like, give me something.
It is, this specifically is like, I don't understand how my senses and your senses could be telling us two different things.
Because it
sounded
was also
like Laurel to me until I heard it on Michael Buckley's
right.
Instagram story. And then I heard Yenny and I was like, what the hell is happening? I was... Anyway, and then I was like, well, nothing is real. The world is a mystery. And why should I care about anything? Like, I cannot be sure about anything. The end.
This is a picture of the wire grill brush that we use to clean the crud off of the grill.
Yeah, like really stiff.
Yeah.
Firm one. Big wooden handle.
Yeah, it's as big as my forearm. And Oren found it under the grill and started brushing his hair with it.
He loves a brush.
Yeah, he was he's like, familiar.
I know what to do with this. He's like, I'm Ariel. This is what I do.
I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
Sure.
What's this? Who is that? I don't know. It was a brush.
It looks like a brush.
I should have started out this episode of Delete This with this tweet from Kristen Arnett, my friend from high school, who said, it is with a heavy heart that I must report that we were all on this damn website again. Because I feel like I should read that tweet every morning. Because that's where I am. And there I am again. Some people like Twitter. Have you ever noticed that some people like Twitter?
Well, I think, like anything, you could make that experience as pleasant as you want it to be.
I could make the experience more pleasant.
You?
But then I'd have to unfollow all the people who are like, hey, BT dubs, the U.S. government is separating children from their families as they immigrate illegally into the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And I would just have to not... Every time somebody tweeted that, I'd be like, well, you're out. But I can't. Because I want to know about that. But I also want to read the article about it, which I honestly didn't until today.
Yeah.
Like, that's how long it took me to be like, okay, but what is it actually?
Hmm.
And it's very bad.
It's very bad.
But in some ways, it is not as bad as it has been made to sound. But that does not mean that it is not very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Which I find very frustrating.
Hmm.
Why did I think that it was worse than it was when it's already very bad? May 22nd, I got my audiobook auditions. We've gone through all of my vacation to Florida now. We've left Florida.
All right, we didn't.
Did you get some good Florida?
I'm listening to all the music on my wife's phone on shuffle. Let's see what we get. Golden Years by David Bowie. You're Your Memory by the Mountain Goats. Handel's Messiah. Without Me by Eminem. Through the Dog, The Specials. Muppets Christmas. Beat the Time by Edie Brickell. She's a creeper.
She's a creeper.
She's a key. I don't know where that R came from, but yeah, it did sneak in there. She's a keeper.
Yeah, it was weird. We were listening. Your parents were in the room, too. So whenever, like, anything that was vaguely hip-hop came on, they were like, ooh,
Oh, my God. They get so uncomfortable.
They get so uncomfortable.
It was Eminem, too, like.
Yeah. Yeah. We had to skip it.
Mm-hmm.
So May 22nd, I just got my audiobook auditions in my email. I'm freaking out. This is a bigger deal for me than I thought it would be. Book cover is one thing, but hearing the character I created tell her story to me, this is so fucking cool. And it really was. And also terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
To pick.
Oh, you got to pick?
I got to pick.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I got to pick from the four they sent me. Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. And
we have not talked about this at all either, really.
No. I wanted to send it to you and listen to it with you, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
I just had to, like, listen to them over and over and over again. And I definitely came down to two for me, but, and then, like, I literally just flipped the coin in my head where I was just like, well, I'm going to have to pick.
Wow.
I don't know. It's such an important format for me because that is how I read a lot of books because I'm a slow reader with my eyes.
Right.
And I do I do love a good audiobook, and I mostly, like, it's very rare that I get one that I'm like, I don't like this performance. Sometimes, but it's usually when it's, like, way overacted, like when it's a mystery novel or a detective novel, and the person is like, I'm a detective, and I'm here to do crime solving. The crime was a crime, a dastardly crime, and the man had to go see the chief about it, and he said, you're a roguish crime solver. And I was like, yes. I've had a lot of cigarettes.
What the hell's happening?
It's what it's like. Sometimes they play it up a little too much, and then suddenly the jazz music starts in the background, and I'm like, is this from the 90s?
The
it
end.
Is. It's from the 90s. They produced this in the 90s. May 23rd. I did little music notes emojis.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, don't base your relationships on dominance. Mm. And I actually wrote, like, a four-line rhyming song, and then I deleted it, and I just left it that, because it seemed cute. This is because I feel like there's suddenly this weird resurgence of discussing all of your interactions in your life as if they are hierarchical, and your goal is to climb up the hierarchy and push others down below you. And if there is a hierarchy, then it depends on people being on top and on the bottom, and you must be on the top. And this is, I think when I say relationships, I don't just mean romantic relationships. I mean friendships and also business relationships and all kinds of relationships. And if they are based on dominance, then you are then always in a situation of being in a competition with all of the people in your life forever.
Yeah,
and that is disgusting and to me, but also a really deeply unpleasant way to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yes, hierarchies are natural, and I think that we obviously have them. But I think that, like, imagining yourself as fighting to the top of that hierarchy in this dog-eat-dog ruthless world, or through whatever control that you can exert over other people, is very creepy, and I don't like those conversations, and that is my way of engaging with that conversation in the least engaged way possible.
Yeah, I mean, our strength is not based on a hierarchy, it's based on a collaboration. We always do better things when we do them together instead of, like, instead of top down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Telling you what to do. I don't feel like I've ever seen this video.
Have you watched Anthony P. Smith's Million Dollar Book?
I don't think so.
It's really good. It's about Anthony P. Smith, who was an artist I made up, who wrote a book called Amber Catamounts. And he only published 10 of them, and he sold them only to his best friends. And I got a copy for $100, and then over the years it appreciated and became worth $1 million. And then that's how I was explaining capital gains. And how Jeff Bezos has gotten rich.
Okay. Yeah, nope, didn't watch that one. That one must have come out on my birthday or something.
I don't think so. I think it came out once we got home, because I don't think I was uploading videos when we were in Florida. Oh. I was definitely filmed. Oh, maybe I filmed it before we left, and then I just made it public once we got there. I think that's what happened. That is what happened. I remember now.
Okay. How did the dominance tweet, did you get a lot of reaction?
I got almost entirely positive reaction. Anna Akana said, submit.
Jeez.
To me. I don't think that people felt as if I was subtweeting anyone in particular. So speaking of subtweets, it's time for Hank Green's draft tweets. There are tweets that I didn't tweet because they were maybe a bad idea. This isn't really a subtweet at all. Such direct call out.
Straight up.
Russian state-sponsored false information warfare divides America. Elon Musk. Cars, tunnels, rocket ships. Investigative reporters find safety violations at Tesla factories and discover injuries are being kept secret. Elon Musk. We must do something about phony journalism. I didn't tweet that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, like, it. Boy, you can't. They come at you, those Elon Musk fans. But I did later actually super subtweet Elon Musk. We'll get there. But I just can't. Ugh, it's so disappointing. And I know that you've never been a fan of Elon. You've seen a number of things that may give you the willies about that man.
Yuck, yeah. He's a terrible person. is mostly the thing about how he's a terrible person.
Why is he a terrible... I mean, people are complicated. There's lots of different pieces, different aspects. But I don't even know what you're referring to.
His family relationships, mostly.
He's not been good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to psychoanalyze Elon Musk right now. So let's not do that.
Nope. Let's not.
May 24th. Whenever Oren sees a button, he goes, BOP! Can you make do an impression of this?
BOP!
Yeah, it's like that.
BOP! 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 BOP!
He really likes buttons.
BOP! BOP!
So we're walking down the street and get to a crosswalk and he's just like, button, 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 button! And then we're like, you're in a stroller, you can't reach the button right now. And he's like, come on, guys, we can make this work. So sometimes we do.
You missed a whole bunch of stuff here, but I just want to talk about hashtag World Goth Day. Why did you bring this back up again? No, you didn't have to jump into this.
I can be proud of 1997 me with my dark purple lipstick and... That's probably not lipstick. It's probably eyeliner on my lips.
All real bad and good. And mostly the hand.
I don't know why.
What were you doing?
It looks like it's in motion, you see? Like, it looks
I'm
like
sure
I'm doing something.
I'm sure it was.
Something.
You're always doing something with it.
Oh, goodness.
Spinning a pillow. Twiddling.
My hair.
The hair.
Yeah. I'm a little fidgety. You may
anyway,
have noticed.
My book has a tote.
My book has a tote. May 23rd.
My book has a tote. It's a real good tote.
It's a pretty good tote. I also tweeted that pukey emoji at Elon Musk when he decided to tweet about how he thought he was going to create a website that was going to rate journalists and individual articles.
I love it.
It's just like...
On.
The hubris is just like, I fix problems. I can fix any problem. I know how to make spaceships, so I also know how to fix media. Oh, God. Like, you think that the smartest people in the world aren't already working on that problem right now?
Seriously. I want this week to be over so I can watch Drag Race.
I did. I really did. And I was right.
I agree.
I kept
being like, soon. It's coming. I mean, also really looking forward to the end of the week. Wow.
What?
Shall I not bring that up?
What?
How the whole couch just vibrated when you farted? And I could feel it through my entire body that was touching the couch. And also the way you locked eyes with me when you did it. As though you were defiant.
I ate a lot of sausage.
Oh boy, bodily functions are important, you guys.
They are. It's true.
I mean, it's hard for me to be mad at you about farts.
Correct.
Yep.
I didn't expect you to be.
No.
But yes, that Drag Race was very good.
Are we there? Are we at the Drag Race?
No, we're not there. We're not going to talk about it because I did said a couple of semi-spoilery things.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. That's true.
So we won't bring it up.
It's important not to talk about.
But it was very cool to see actual friends on that show.
Yeah, and it was pretty neat.
This was a very, very good moment in social media.
I loved it.
This is actually a friend of mine, Foot of a Ferret, on Twitter, writer, who said the title of this new upload from VidCon, though. VidCon uploaded a video, all lowercase. Dodie is such an angel, and Ash, I don't have a title for this video yet, help.
who did this?
I think that... So what happened... So Rodney does the videos. He exported the video probably with the title.
Uh-huh.
That was Dodie is such an angel and Ash, I don't have a title for this video yet. Help that MP4.
Uh-huh.
And then Ash uploaded the video, didn't was like, I'll put the title in, and then the video went live before she did the title. So Dodie is such an angel. It's true. And then so I was like, how did this all go down, you guys? But as expected.
I mean, and also it's not like this is a bad mistake.
I mean, it's the best mistake you can make.
Right.
Oh, here's my Elon Musk subtweet. May 25th. This was also my top tweet of the week with 26,000 likes.
Yuck.
I did not think this was going to be my top tweet of the week, but it was retweeted by a lot of people, and they were very excited to tell me how they felt so good about this tweet.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
They were...
Well, you said that this got retweeted by some...
It got retweeted by Trevor Noah.
Notable people.
Yeah, Trevor Noah was probably the biggest contributor to the size of this tweet. But I said, have you ever noticed how people who are very cool and right about some things are also wrong about other things? It's almost as if shit's complicated. I didn't think that was like a revolutionary thought.
Oh, well.
I thought that was not,
but yeah, it hasn't occurred to plenty of people, I guess, or it just really resonated.
Yeah. Well, I think that we were all feeling a little bit frustrated with Elon Musk at that particular moment. I know I was. And I really, I don't feel like I can engage with that because Elon Musk fans are so rabid, and they really, and also because there's a lot of people who are like, yeah, well, what's wrong with that idea for, and I'm like, I don't want to go into the details of why this particular idea for how to solve the problem of like bad actors in media is one founded on the wrong thing, which is that this isn't about people who write negative articles about large corporations that the founders of the corporation see as unfair. That's not what we're talking about here. So that's one, and two, I also don't think this is a good solution. But I just don't want to get into that conversation.
Right.
Because I don't think it's interesting. And I don't think Elon Musk's going to start this company because I think it's a bad idea. And they will figure that out the moment they try to do it. What are you doing?
I'm just looking at the cat sitting next to her portrait and looking at me.
I thought that
next
you were
to her portrait.
You were pointing with two fingers. I thought you were giving her the V, like you were British.
Just flipping her off. Okay. Because she is over there being crazy because we haven't fed her yet, of course. But no, she's just sitting there next to her watercolor painting.
Yeah, I commissioned a watercolor painting of Cameo for one of Catherine's birthdays.
I think it was
something.
A Christmas present, but and it's lovely except for that one eye.
Yeah, it's hard to paint a cat.
Which is looking in the wrong direction.
A little bit off to the other way. It really looks like her, though. The likeness is very
really
good.
It does really look like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you don't look at both eyes at the same time, it's...
Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah. You're like, which one is it? Which one do I look at?
And I'll say that this goes for me as well. I also have been wrong about things and done wrong things and...
Yeah.
And I don't, and I it is very tempting to idolize people, whether it's Beyonce or Michelle Obama or Joe Biden or whatever, but everybody's got things that mistakes they made or beliefs they have that are gonna not line up perfectly with everything I believe or you believe. And so that kind of belief in perfection is really can be quite harmful and boo.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's nerfed.
May 25th.
My wife.
No, God.
Sorry.
May 25th. Finally watching Drag Race with actual friends of mine. This is super surreal and amazing, and I'm so excited. And also, if RuPaul needs a nerdy straight from Montana for next season, please DM me. Would you be okay with me going to Los Angeles for a week to film RuPaul's Drag Race?
Without me? No.
I don't know. I should ask. If they contact me, I'll be as long as Catherine, my wife, can come and at least see the workroom.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need to meet RuPaul because I'm fine. But
what are you?
I mean, I just feel like that would be too much.
Right.
Too much. That's too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is an interesting thing that is different about us that I don't understand about you, where you're like, no, I don't want that. I don't want that level of experience.
I'm okay. I'm good. I'm good with the relationship me and RuPaul have right now.
We're getting up there, Catherine. We're moving right along.
Bill Clinton has been to my house.
You can Google it.
Oh, man.
That was still in my head this morning.
The things that I am excited about...
on YouTube?
Yeah.
Are so different from the things that are popular on YouTube. Can you hit me with three things that you watched this week that were amazing and had less than 10,000 views? Because I feel like you can.
I mean, every video that Megan and Nicola Foti are in.
Yep.
Are great.
Yep.
These Wheezy Waiter videos usually get more than 10,000 views, so yep, they don't count. But anything by the Blame Society guys, I watched their Welcome to the Basement things.
Those are so good.
And Mike Falzone's morning show, Mike in the Morning,
is so good,
so beautiful. It's so artistic, like
it's so
strangely
well done.
Artistic.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
He's working so hard on it.
It's so good. And they get like 5, 6, 9,000 views, and I'm just like, where is everyone?
So, yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, yeah.
They're just watching makeup tutorials, which is fine. How many times do you have to do your makeup? Like, you're doing it once a day, maybe twice. I don't know, daytime, nighttime look. Why do you need more videos about that?
Can't you just do your makeup the same?
Just...
Tomorrow, that you did it today? I don't know.
Yeah, you
And
learn...
Catherine knows more about makeup than I do, but not that much more.
Really not very much more at all. And mostly just from, like, watching Grace try to do things and failing, usually. which is lovely, but I don't wear makeup.
Yes, to be clear.
Regularly.
I'm not saying that Catherine's makeup is bad. I'm saying that it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. Like, I wear makeup maybe 20 times a year, and like 15 of those are just mascara.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really talk about that. That's not my area of expertise or interest, obviously. Yeah.
What was the thing you watched that was like the unbagging? I was like watching it over your shoulder, and I was just like, I just peed. What's happening?
It was Evan Gregory of the Gregory Brothers doing his satire of unboxing videos.
It was so good. I don't even know what was happening.
Yeah.
I don't, like, was it an actual swag bag he was opening? Or did
I have
it just
no
things
idea.
That he owned?
I have no idea.
Oh my God.
That's the thing about it.
It kept going, too. It was like, I'm going to be weird. And then it was like, no, I'm going to be so weird that it's going to be uncomfortable for you now.
Mm-hmm. It got to that point a little bit at the very end. Yep.
Yeah, with the endoscope?
Yeah. And you're like, is that actually a picture of the insides? Where did you get that image of the insides of someone?
I don't like it. So much good YouTube.
I mean, yeah, I'm not watching the YouTube other people are watching, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's
Hank's channel's doing great.
I watch Hank's channel and Vlogbrothers, and sometimes I watch Hank Games videos.
Really?
Sometimes I'll just listen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
sure.
I really couldn't give a crap about what's happening on the pitch.
That's the word.
It's comforting to hear John talk sometimes.
Yeah. May 26th. Mark Twain once wrote a pro-masturbation essay in which he said, and I quote, "A jerk in the hand is worth two in the bush." That is just something I feel like you should know.
I feel like I remember you reading that essay for the first time and being like, what the heck?
Yeah, this was college.
Is this for real?
Yeah, I thought it was fake.
Did Mark Twain actually write this? Yeah, like, you were just like, I can't, how is this, what literature? That guy's exploding head gif.
Yeah, exploding head gif. I don't, like, the other thing is, I don't know why everybody doesn't know about this. It's so good. It's hilarious. It's a little bit offensive, but to be fair, it was written like 100 years ago or something. Just waiting for you to get back.
Sorry.
Catherine had to stand up. We're sore.
My leg is asleep, and also the keyboard was on.
You had to turn off the keyboard.
Because Orin
loves to push buttons.
Pushes the buttons, turns it on, and then he hits the keys that he can reach, which are the
lowest,
the low, the low octaves, and he goes ba 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 while he's playing. It's awesome.
It's called Thoughts on the Science of Onanism, and I remember then having to figure out what onanism was.
Amazing.
And it was so the thing.
And
oh,
then you're like, there's a word for that.
There's that. That's
amazing.
That's a whole word.
Yeah.
And so I also, so this time when this arrived back in my brain again, mm-hmm. I tried to do a little research on like why he wrote it. And it turned out he wrote it to give as a talk, like a humorous talk at something called the Stomach Club in Paris. And the goal, like the whole thing of the Stomach Club was for men to get together and have and give body lectures on topics that were not allowed in polite company. It was the whole thing.
Amazing.
And do you want to know how many Stomach Club essays I could find? One. Just the Thoughts on the Science of Onanism. And I'm like, where are the rest of the Stomach Club talks and who gave them and where can I find them? And are they lost? Is it over and there's just the one left?
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I couldn't even find a reference to the Stomach Club that didn't include Mark Twain.
Of course not.
And he only went one time.
Did he make it up?
Maybe he made it up.
Did they make it up just for him?
Maybe it's made up. It seemed to just be something that his biographer sort of like casually referenced. And
oh,
now I
man.
Really need to know more about the Stomach Club. Or to start my own.
and
to be clear, not just men. Other genders allowed.
Yeah.
That is different. Everything else is the same. And it happens in a room where there's lots of oak paneling. And we're going to smoke cigars. It's going to happen.
Ugh.
Catherine's like, I'm out. I'm no longer interested in
it's
your Stomach
true.
Club fun.
I'm done. I'm not interested. If you wanted to smoke pipes, I might be okay with it.
All right,
that.
Pipes. We're all smoking pipes.
Okay.
And vaping.
Nope.
Just pipes.
Just pipes.
Vape pipes.
Only if the tobacco or whatever it is that is coming out of the vape smells like pipe smoke.
It's pipe flavored vape. Is that a thing?
Because if it smells like pineapple or mango, mint or whatever, go to hell.
Pipe tobacco vape juice flavor. It does exist.
Great.
You can get, we're gonna, so everybody has to smoke pipe vape juice, pipe flavored vape, and it's called the Stomach Club, and we just tell body stories.
Great. All right.
And
okay, I guess. Sure.
Okay. She's in. We got Catherine. Catherine, it's time.
Oh, no. Oh.
I got through 2 weeks until 12 hours ago.
Oh my gosh. Da-na-na.
Oops, I tweeted at Trump. Donald Trump tweeted, who's going to give back the young and beautiful lives and others that have been devastated and destroyed by the phony Russia collusion witch hunt? They journeyed down to Washington, D.C. with the stars in their eyes, wanting to help our nation. They went back home in tatters.
What?
And I replied to Donald Trump, does anyone know what he's talking about?
Oh my God, no. What is he talking about?
No one knows.
The young and beautiful lives and others.
And others.
You know, the ugly and old lives.
Though also those. Devastated and destroyed by the phony Russia, capital Russia collusion witch hunt. He should just shorten it to RCWH. They journeyed down to Washington, D.C. So they're from north of Washington,
D.C.
They're
from New York City, obviously.
Or possibly Donald Trump thinks everyone, because he goes south to get to D.C., that everyone also must. With stars in their eyes and wanting to help our nation, they went back home in tatters. They got ripped to shreds. Their dreams possibly are in tatters, or possibly their bodies. It's unclear if it's themselves that have been tattered. But no
it's
one
metaphorical
knows
tatters.
What he's talking about.
Wow.
I think just interns, like people who, I don't know. It's, who's going to give back the young and beautiful lives? Who's going to give back those young and beautiful lives?
Yeah. Are you waiting?
No, I had forgotten about it. And thank you so much.
I didn't want to say anything else. That's how we do that.
Also 12 hours ago, so apparently I was laying in bed tweeting, I long for the eras when giant, terrifying, life-controlling corporations had appropriately menacing names like Standard Oil or International Business Machines. Now I have to be freaked out by the subtle machinations of companies named by college sophomores.
Oof.
It's just hard to be scared of Google.
What about the parent company, Alphabet?
Yeah, we named this company after a yearbook.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's so scary up in here.
Don't worry about us. We're fine. We just have all the letters and also all of the information. Yeah. We know everything. We're trying to program reality so that you feel certain ways.
Feel certain ways.
Thanks, Catherine. I appreciate you calling out my intentional lisp.
You called my creeper out earlier.
I did.
So
it's true.
Turnabout.
It's true. 11 hours, I tweeted, my and now no M.
My and now no M.
Which I didn't tweet that.
Oh.
I gave it to Oren.
Oh.
And he tweeted that.
My.
Because I was trying.
Now no M.
You know what? I was on Twitter and I just like happened to be a gif of Kronk from Emperor's New Groove pulling down the map and saying, by all accounts, it doesn't make any sense or whatever he says.
Right.
Just looping. And I gave that to him and he like totally, because he was turning away from his oatmeal. And he's like, as soon as he saw that, he was like, feed me whatever, daddy. I don't care. I'm looking at Kronk. And then he grabbed my phone and then like literally typed that and tweeted it. Like he hit the tweet button.
Well, it's a big blue button. He knows what, or pink
are.
Or whatever
blue, yeah.
Color it is on your phone. Like, he knows what a button looks like now.
He knows. He loves buttons.
Yeah. Bop, bop.
All right, Catherine. Well, is there a segment of our... Oh, yes, of course. Now it is time, Catherine, to discuss my top tweet of the week.
What about your top tweet of, like, 5 years ago?
From 5 years ago. That's
oh,
what I was doing.
Oh, all right. Sorry. You paused for so long after... Week.
Do you want to know what it was, Catherine?
Oh my god. It came back. A fart, fart, fart. Fart, 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 fart. This is...
It's just the word fart 3 times. Which is... the story is too long.
It's too long.
To even...
It's too stupid.
Yeah.
And, yep, it's only funny to us.
Yeah. No, it's a very funny story, but it's way too long to tell.
Okay.
Interestingly, Kimya Dawson replied to this tweet saying gobble, 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 and I also talked with Kimya on Twitter this week. 5 years later. And for more weird parallels, here's another tweet from 5 years ago, Catherine. It's an Instagram photo of Wildflowers of Missoula, May edition. And let me show you this. So Catherine and I also today went out and took pictures. Well, I mean, we went hiking. And we took pictures. And so here's this thing that you were like, what is that? Is that bear grass? It's too early for bear grass, but it looks like bear grass. And this person, Justin, said, nice. And I said in my tweet that I thought it was bear grass. And he said, no, that's death camas. It looks like a small bear grass. And Gather and I had this long conversation about what this weird not bear grass bear grass was. And
five
here it is,
ago.
5 years ago, the answer.
5 years ago, we dumb. We still dumb.
We still dumb. And so, yeah, and if you go to my Instagram... from 5 years ago this week, you'll see a bunch of pictures of the same flowers that I posted pictures of this week on Instagram, except the pictures are way better now because
yeah,
cameras
like,
have gotten
those
better.
Those are terrible pictures. What are you even
yeah,
focused
this picture
on?
Of Larkspur is like, what's happening?
Nope. Yep.
It's terrible. Real bad.
Aw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still love flowers, man. It's a good time. And this is the time. This is the good time for flowers.
Circle of life. It was like Oren's first hike where he actually walked on
the trail a little bit. He walked with us some, and we were like, come get us. And he got so tired. He was like, I can't do it anymore.
I need up, 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 up.
Up, 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 up.
Up, up.
I also tweeted about Oren getting stung by a wasp this week, and he handled it so good.
I mean, we both thought he had scraped his hand on the rock.
Yeah, I just thought he just had like a little scrape. All right, Catherine. It's time for a viral moment of joy.
Oh!
It's just this seal getting belly rubs and then grabbing the guy's hand and being like, I love that, Dave! Oh, that's real good!
Thank you. Ugh.
Ugh. It says seals and dogs both belong to the suborder Caniforma, which within the order Carnivora, and it appears that both species like belly rubs. It's true. Yeah, they are big dogs. They're big ocean dogs.
Yeah, they are.
I love that about them.
They eat them.
There's lots of if you search for a belly rub seal, you'll find a bunch of different videos of seals wanting and getting belly rubs.
Oh boy.
Because they really do like it. Catherine, they really do like
it. They like it.
Oh, that's also a really good one.
That's really good.
This guy doing magic tricks in the dentist's office for this little kiddo.
Oh, it was so good.
That was also good. I'll add that one to the show notes, too.
Was there that one? Was that the one I was thinking about? I felt like I saw something else. This was hilarious.
392,000 likes. That is a viral something.
Every shot from the behind-the-scenes featurettes where Doctor Strange is in front of a green screen and edited into a water park.
That's pretty good!
I mean, it's also, like, the soundtrack is amazing,
yeah,
too.
God bless you, Jesse McLaren. We'll add that one to the show notes as well. Catherine, did you have any tweets this week?
I retweeted Susie Dent.
Good, I love me some Susie Dent.
That was the only thing I did.
Yes, profile is what you want.
What
did Susie Dent have to say?
On May 22nd, Susie Dent tweeted, a reminder today of the beautiful, rare word, respair. Fresh hope and a recovery from despair.
Oh, man. We should have a special Susie Dent section of this podcast.
Boy, right?
I got a big nerd crush on Susie Dent.
Can we do that instead of the hippo, internet hippo, or nihilist Arby's at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, most recent one was real good.
All right.
Two.
Well, let's do the outro and then we'll find out what Susie Dent had to say. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you want to get in touch with us, we're at Delete This Pod on Twitter. Please leave us ratings on iTunes. And actually, I remembered just now that I like to read one of those every time we do a podcast. So let's open up iTunes and see what iTunes says about how do I look up podcasts.
It was right there.
Steelio said on May 22nd, exceeds a solid meh.
Mm-hmm.
Need I say more? Thanks for the pod, y'all. And the real McCoy says, 10 out of 10 pipples. I've always loved Hank and Catherine's movie commentaries and secretly hoped they'd eventually start a podcast. And here we are. I love hearing Hank's reflections on his social media presence and Catherine's take on it all. Thank you, Hank and Catherine, for always making my week better with this show.
Thank you for leaving a review.
Thank you.
Such a nice... Nice comment. If you want to possibly get your review read on an episode of this podcast, because of course you do, you can leave a review for us on iTunes.
And Catherine's just opened up Till Death Do Us Blart on iTunes because she got distracted, apparently.
No, that's just where it was.
Oh, okay.
I listened to the first 10 minutes of the first episode of Till Death Do Us Blart, and they were like, you should really watch this movie. And I was like, ugh.
That sounds like something that's not going to happen.
Maybe I'll watch it.
But not because you told me to, McElroy. All right. Thank you for listening. Catherine, thank you for making a podcast with me. The music that you're hearing now and at the beginning is from the great Andrew Huang. Thank you for listening.
See you next time. Susie says, the insult jerk looks back to the old jerkwater towns of small town America, so called because steam trains running on lines in the middle of nowhere made stops for water to be jerked into the engine with buckets. This was a lowly jerk water job performed by jerks.
Oh.